Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of July 2018, and this is the 835th Moll Out Loud podcast. I have been following in the footsteps, or paw steps, or paw tracks, or maybe spring prints of quite a large wallaby. I've been walking a few steps, and it has been maybe, I don't know, 20 feet ahead of me, and each time I take a few steps, it bounds a bit further in front of me, and it's now just gone up the hill, and I've paused before following it. It's certainly going to be well away by the time I make it. They are amazing, these wallabies. They just seem to be able to judge exactly where they're going to land, and they go over rough ground. And they're very fast, they're very amazingly fast when I think how fast I could go, or not fast, if I were to jump up not lofty. But it's been lovely. It's clearly quite a mature wallaby. It's grey rather than brown, and I'm still full of a lot of bounce. It's a very, very beautiful day today, and I think this is the best of the week. The rest of the week looks as if it's going to be dull and windy, and a little damp. So I thought I would make hay whilst the sun shone. And also, it's Monday, and one of the things I like doing on Sunday night is looking at the forecast for the week. And I was very pleased to see that the beautiful day was going to be today. And it enabled me to remind myself that today is my day off, and that I can just enjoy the walk without allowing any to-dos to creep into my consciousness. Well, and hopefully they're not all there lurking too much underneath either. I do realise that one of the reasons I feel so good about having today off is because I had a 3-hour writing stint yesterday with a writing buddy, and managed to get something, a scene complete for the In the Flesh writing group. And so I feel as if I completed something yesterday, and that's one thing that's not in my mind, to get something done to send out today. But I really want to be able to remind myself that Monday is a day off, whether or not I have achieved anything the day before, because Sunday too is not a working day. At least not a... it's not usually a working day, but it was very lovely to be working on the book yesterday. But I need to somehow separate how lovely it is to do the writing on any particular day, but weight it with this expectation or guilt or deservingness of a day off. I think Sundays and Mondays are nicely bookended for me. I have Sunday mornings are full of market and bell ringing and meeting up with the ringers afterwards, and always having interesting chats, whether it's Anglo-Saxon English or the workings of trippers for fire alarms or I don't know, there are so many things. Yes, one person who's just come back from Cape York, where she works in an Aboriginal school on a very, very tiny community. So she was telling us about that. So lots of very wide-ranging discussions happen at that table over morning coffee in the bookshop. So that's one book end. And the other is doing Qigong on Monday evenings. It used to be the bell ringing on after that, but at the moment I'm really needing to not ring. I can organise things, but not physically ring if I want to do this amount of writing. So those are lovely bookends, and really I need to remember that they are bookended, and that will create this Monday morning off feel again, I think. I'll try. Well, I'm going to pause this now and make my way up the hill in those wallaby tracks. Well, I walked out of the sun and into the wind, and it got rather colder on the mountain side of Knocklofty. I think I was getting the mountain temperature rather than the Hobart temperature, so I had to hastily put my hat and gloves on again. And it was too windy to really talk to you. I can still see the wind in the tops of the trees. But I feel as if I'm in a slightly sheltered spot. But as you can tell, I'm back in crow territory. Although this is the exit part of the crow territory, so it's not quite as noisy as it was when I was walking through it. At the moment, you are helping me walk up to where several paths meet, but it's quite a long way. I have to walk to the top of this bit of the hill, and it's on this grey road, which I've mentioned before. When I say road, that's not exactly what I mean. It's about a foot wide, but it is a noticeable track, unlike the one I've just left. And the mud is grey coloured, whereas before, in the other parts that I've been walking, it's been this lovely dark brown, chocolate, almost not quite chocolatey, but pretty chocolatey brown. But yeah, this is just sort of grey mud. It's very interesting how the colour of something can shape your experience of it. I'm sure if this was a chocolate brown path, it wouldn't feel so arduous. Perhaps I just need to get some special spectacles to wear on this path, some chocolate brown tinted spectacles. But it also sounds different, it's much drier. In fact, it is so dry that it's quite difficult to walk up without rolling on the gravel. I'm on a snaky bit at the moment, which makes it a bit less steep. The only steep bits are the corners. And I know there's a trick to this one, because I know I've got a big corner ahead, and then you feel as if you're flattening out, and then suddenly another one that's worse than the last appears. So I've got it nailed now, I think. I know that it's coming. I haven't been up here for a week, and part of it is because I've really wanted to have some of my mornings to write, and it's certainly not light enough yet to walk before I go and quiz mistress, because the sun doesn't rise actually until 7:30-ish, and that's when we start. So getting a walk finished by 7:30, well, getting this walk finished by 7:30 really means that I have to start out at 5:30. And even with the moon, it is pretty dark. It might have been okay this morning. When I did come out, the moon was incredibly bright. And it's strange to see such a bright moon in the morning sky. So it might have actually been okay. Anyway, might have been, and I didn't do it. And it wasn't necessary today because it's my day off. So, gosh, it's hard to fit things in a leisurely way. I know I always feel better after having done this walk. I sleep better at night. But maybe I just need to make sure I do the big walk maybe once a week. And accept that the walks on the other days are just going to be shorter ones. Unless, of course, a really beautiful day presents itself in the midst of a row of grey ones, in which case I'll throw any planning to the wind and do it. Okay, I've just reached this trick bit. I realise now that why it feels such a trick, this last, what I was thinking of as a corner. It's not a corner at all, it's just a steep uphill, straight uphill bit. And now I'm certainly warming up with the effort. And the sun has come back over the hill. Well, I've come up to meet it. So time to take my hat off at the very least. And my scarf, I think. I'd rather not take my jacket off because it means carrying it. And perhaps once I get to the zenith, whoa, a bit windier here, you probably got a bit of that in the phone. Yes, so I'm into the sun and out of the protection. So I think I'll pause again now, and I think I will have to take my jacket off. So I will talk to you a bit later. Well, it's evening now. I've just cycled back through the night. It's a beautiful, clear night and quite mild, and it was just very, very clarifying somehow. Not a lot of traffic, it's just post-rush hour, and I was just enjoying the sense of that cool on my face and the stars above, and it felt wonderful. I felt like going further, but I have come home. I've just had an hour and a half of Qigong, and I think after having all day Qigong on Saturday, I'm really a bit zoned into Qigong. It's very, very lovely, calm and gentle feeling, and also quite energized, which is a good combination. So often, if I have any energy, it's more of an anxious energy than a strong energy. So feeling good and noticing that I probably came home quite slowly on the bicycle, just enjoying it. And so the MailChimp is closer than I expected. He's coming in about 15 minutes. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that also that you had a good weekend, that you were able to enjoy time off, if that is what that time is for you, that you were able to enjoy some level of conviviality or solitude, whichever you feel you need at the moment. And today, I don't know whether you, like me, have a Monday off, or whether today is the beginning of a new week. Whichever, I hope you are able to engage with your time off or your time on. And when I say engage with, you can engage in a way that is positive, resting as well as furious activity or gentle activity, which is probably the route that I would normally take. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.